What does it mean to be saved? A study in the wonderfulness of salvation. Dr. Eldon Daniel, author. Dr. Eldon Daniel, narrator. Table of Contents. Preface. Chapter 1, Being Saved. Chapter 2, Who is Jesus? Chapter 3, Eternal Life. Chapter 4, Two Adams. Chapter 5, Two Covenants. Chapter 6, Lost and Found. Chapter 7, Saved from What? Chapter 8, Saved to What? Chapter 9, Disciple, Jesus Follower. Chapter 10, Equipped. Chapter 11, Family, Flock, Body. Chapter 12, Trials. Chapter 13, Hated. Chapter 14, Light. Chapter 15, Serving. Chapter 16, Struggles. Chapter 17, Fellowship. Chapter 18, Daily. Chapter 19, Mystery. Chapter 20, Rewards. References. Acknowledgement about the author. Preface. To completely and thoroughly answer the question, what does it mean to be saved, is impossible. Why is that? I could think of at least four reasons, and maybe there are additional reasons. Number one, there is more yet to be revealed about what it means to be saved. 1 John chapter 3, verse 2 in the NLT. Dear friends, we are already God's children, but He has not yet shown us what we will be like when Christ appears. But we do know that we will be like Him, for we will see Him as He really is. 1 John chapter 3, verse 2 in the NLT. Number 2. Those who are saved cannot see clearly yet. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 12 in the NLT. Now we see things imperfectly, like puzzling reflections in a mirror, but then we will see everything with perfect clarity. All that I know now is partial and incomplete, but then I will know everything completely, just as God now knows me completely. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 12 in the NLT. Number 3. The benefits and the extent of God's salvation are beyond what those who are saved can understand. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 in the NLT. That is what the scriptures mean when they say, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love Him. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 in the NLT. Number 4. For those who are saved, there is a personal, private, and sometimes secret special relationship between them and the Lord Jesus. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 13 in the NLT. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God. Everything is naked and exposed before His eyes, and He is the one to whom we are accountable. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 13 in the NLT. Then why attempt to answer the question, what does it mean to be saved? Because there is much that has been revealed about being saved. Because there is much that is being experienced by those who are saved. Besides, being saved is good news, and there's no reason to keep good news a secret. Readers will discover in this book descriptions and illustrations of many aspects and components for those who are saved. Although there are many components, it's important to remember that the components do not stand alone. They are parts of a whole. The components are complementary and supportive of each other. The components enhance and enrich each other. When all is considered, the clear conclusion is
sample complete. Ready to continue?